Indians looking to make it 3 of 4 over the A's at home. Corey Kluber getting the start, first since May 2nd, coming off the disabled list. He was great early on. Second inning, facing Chris Davis.
Here's the 3-2 pitch, and Davis swings and misses, and Kluber didn't give in, didn't get a fastball, and Davis swings and misses, and three consecutive K's for Corey Kluber. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Yonder swings and misses. Down he goes. Kind of cut that pitch in on his hands.
He's got a good cutter.
And that's the fourth strikeout in a row for Kluber.
And the pitch from Cotton, it fades away and it squirts away from Fegley. Should be a pass ball. Racing around third is Robertson as he advances 90 feet. Just came right out of his mitt. Looked like a changeup that he simply boxed. And there's nobody out and a runner at third. And the pitch bounced up there. It goes right through Fegley. Coming home to score is Robertson. He'll stand across home plate and it's 1-0 Cleveland.
Runners lead and Jarrell to the plate, and Lindor around a bunt, drops it toward third of Beauty, down to get it Healy. He bobbles it and throws to first, too late, E5.
Well, you're right, kid. Sacrifice. You're not going to penalize him, but he will be there via the air, but it's too bad. But
sacrifice E5 on a routine play for Ryan. He just bobbled it and fired to first, too late. Now the Indians, now this is huge trouble for the A's. Kurt Young is coming out with the bases loaded and nobody out. And now the delivery, and it's a check swing. Did he go on the appeal? And no on the appeal, and it's 2-0. Fastball away, and Brantley took it. So scoring from third is Gonzalez. Going to third is Kipnis. Lindor goes to second. So Brantley walks with the bases loaded. That's his 23rd run batted in. And that'll bring up Carlos Santana. And Jarrell throws and swung on and popped up. Short left field. Canna, long run. Rosales trying to find it. And the ball's going to drop. Everybody moves up. And the throw goes to second. Too late. And the Indians take a 3-0 lead. And Cotton's 1-0 pitch to Zimmer is a ground ball to second. Pinder goes to the plate for one. And back to first. And the A's don't quite get the double play. Alonso thought they had the out at first. Throws to the plate. Out at the plate is Santana.
Wow.
And you talk about a bizarre play.
Well, and they're going to look at it. Terry Francona immediately, as Ramirez thought he got his hand around the tag. And
Alonso thought it was a double play.
I
he was
know.
On his way to the dugout.
I agree.
The A's had turned a double play, and Carlos Santana rounding the bag at third trying to score. At the last second, Yonder realized or somebody yelled at him, throw the ball to the plate. The throw came to the plate. The call was out at the plate on Santana. Theoretically, that would end the inning, but now the Indians are going to challenge this.
And
this spot over the sixth inning is one for the books. We believe Santana will, safe at the plate, safe at first.
Yeah, exactly.
4-0. And Cotton still in the game, first base side of the rubber. Now time is called.
Sprinkler and goes
now,
on.
Oh,
left field.
What else is going to happen?
Oh, you have to
the
be kidding me.
The sprinklers have gone on.
And the 0-2. Fastball line over short. It's a base hit. Canna waits on a couple of hops, plays it back in. Around third is Gonzalez, and the throw cut off by Healy, and Gonzalez slides in with the Indians' sixth run of the day. Lindor gets his 26th RBI, and it is 6-0 Cleveland.
The Indians win it 8-0. Kluber gets the win. 6 scoreless frames, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts. The Indians did see their home run streak ended at 16 straight games. Indians pitchers struck out 59 A's in the 4-game set. Up next, the A's head home on Friday to host the Nationals. Andrew Triggs will get the start against Steven Strasburg.